Welcome, listeners, to Lenzo's Memoirs. On this episode, the discussion is around one issue that, you know, for years, as a person, it had always bothered me because I could never really understand it. And that is this, you know, our Southern brothers and sisters, you know, mindset, particularly the Niger Delta and the Southeast. There's always this perception of force that, you know, you will take anything you want by force. But in all the attempts over the years, they have only been coming up as losers while the rest of the country has, you know, progressed. And it's high time we all, you know, as a country, really reason these things together, because the Niger Delta, for the longest of time, has been the pot of wealth for Nigeria. Yes, when it comes to, you know, crude oil. But they must realize that Nigeria has moved on from that. They are discovering crude in other locations. Now, despite the record of them being, you know, that time, and even till now, the basin with the most oil, what do they have to show? And a lot of people, you know, friends, whenever we discuss it, always go to this boring subject of marginalization, injustice, and all that. But what I've witnessed firsthand by working in these regions, especially the South-South region, because most of the things happening in the Southeast are really just political, but they give the same result. Now, for the South-South brothers and sisters that we have in this country, more reason them now. Lagos has oil off the shores of Lagos. They have a 650,000 barrels per day refinery to go with it, between which year and which year. But all the refineries, all the pipelines, everything in Niger Delta has been bust. You see, it's always very funny when people say they are the owners of the oil. I laugh. How? Your land is just your land. Someone comes to invest money to get this oil. Yes, while taking the oil, you should be compensated for agriculture, fishing, and all that. But how do you people go about it that we can all see, the rest of the country can see? Youth leader will just collect money. They will just collect money. No investment, no infrastructure. Chaos up and down. Is it not high time we all come together to push that region to forward? You people have to do it from within. Federal government came now and they are saying that they cannot deliver the Eastern Corridor. They cannot deliver it. Nobody is ready to put money because of all the violence and insecurity. Vandalism. You are busting pipe that you see, you don't want to work, but you want to eat. We can't continue like this now. You people have been left behind. You people have been left behind. If you look at the East right now, they are saying they are Biafra or Igbo, but what are you agitating for? I keep saying, war that they had not given birth to you. They had not even thought of conceiving you. Meanwhile, all of you always say that when you are in the Southeast and you are in the South-South. But when you come to Lagos, you are now saying Nigeria. What do you mean? Look, our problems are not complicated. The solutions are still within us. And it is our intelligence, like I always say, that we are going to use to resolve it. Some of these things are babish. You will find out that government is now the one complaining. It's now not the people. It's government that is complaining. This Udupani road, government is saying now that people will just bring lawsuits and all that. What kind of backwardness is this? Self above us. In Lagos, you hear them saying that there's nobody that is above society. Meanwhile, when you get over there, some people are claiming to be society. How are you society? A CSO will come, you are going to call this, you stop. When you stop that thing, when you stop that project, do you know the amount of money being lost? And because of that, who will now put billions of naira down on it or to finance any project? Because government cannot now find any money to finance it. You will now start saying it's a political thing, despite all the mathematics being in front of you. Your common sense will not get you there. You start saying someone is Hausa, someone is Igbo, someone is Yoruba. They have done a rail line Lagos to Ibadan. They have completed it. They are starting other ones. They are doing the job. Kanu Kaduna is going on. Everybody is waiting for the development to come. It will get to the south, south, and the southeast. Always problem. When they were building the second Niger Bridge, they came and said government should give them $100 billion for what? Look, you people are too intelligent for some of these things to be happening in your domains. Whether you are abroad, whether you are anywhere you are, whether you are in Lagos, your mother and your fatherland still remains the southeast and the south-south. You must fight for it to develop. All these things must stop. I'm just bearing my own mind. I'm not from there. But I would like to want to go to Port Harcourt where I will feel secure. You understand? I can decide to settle down there now, settle down in Enugu, settle. That is what my right as a Nigerian gives me. They are burning, I cannot. Why all this chaos? What will it serve? What purpose are these served? What will it serve? What purpose will it serve? Because in the political conundrum that they are designing, saying the economy is collapsing, they are just talking stories. Look at the south-south and the southeast need to look at their own area. The people have to, is this what you want? It's not about marginalization. When a project comes, I have worked there. You see, I remember when I was working in Sokun Township that day, a chief of Soku came and asked me whether they were making calls in the north. And I was like, yes, they are. You know what the man told me? He said, well, they don't have oil. Now, I was too young an engineer to answer him there, but I was laughing inside me. Say, so you that you have value as oil is indeed valuable. You cannot make a simple phone call and someone that does not have. Who now has the problem? They just say they have oil, and because they have oil, they start to, maltreat everybody, marching ground, forming Lagos. The place, the Niger Delta, is still the way it was since the 70s. What has changed, really? Meanwhile, you come to other places, you come to a place like Lagos, you will buy land, 1 million. Now, in 2 years' time, the land has become 4 million. Now, the land that is your own, that you are saying the oil is under and you are sitting down on top, you are not allowing anybody come, anybody do business, if they do not give you this and that and that. Since they have been finding oil other places now, Bauchi, they are doing oil. What do you guys have? What do you people in the south-south, in the Niger Delta, what do you have? Look, it's not a blame game. It's a thinking competition. It's a reasoning competition, please. Let's sit down. Let's really look at our humanity. All these big man, because they do Lord worship a lot in the South. I know they'll be saying, Ibori, who the fuck is he? He's a leader that has served. Now you give him that homage. He doesn't control people's lives. You have to walk down and move. Not to walk and start to claim to be a god. Everything must go through you. Obasan just tire. That's not life now. You people, look. All this. Because right now, in the southeast, they are saying there's no election. Look at all you are creating. They say political stability. Now, the political stability they were teaching all of you, or they are teaching all of you in school, is peace. So that you can do business. It's not just you changing PDP to PDP or APC to PAPC. It is that Jojo, the community, from one community to the other. Today, if they are not fighting outside, they are fighting. Where will that get anybody? Where will it get anybody? It's high time you people from the south. Look, it is not those that are there that are the problem. It's those that are outside that need to really, really reason. Because you're outside. You see how others are doing it. Why is it different? Because they cannot find finance for some of those projects there. And the way it is going, if there is no peace, nobody will put money. Lagos is about to start a $2.5 billion to $3 billion business. Nobody is looking, they are not asking anybody how they are going to find money. They are raising it. They have built a $19 billion refinery that is going to be commissioned, billion dollars. Nobody, you didn't hear that the community went there to stop it one day or to harass anybody. That is why investors come now. vandalism and everything being thing over sharp now be no problem. Meanwhile, just calm down. They are doing the Bodo Bonny Road, and yeah, that's how it works. LNG, but LNG is in the area, and Chinese Exim Bank is not in the southeast or south, that will be taking that kind of risk on the railway corridor. You people, look, I'm just appealing, as I'm always appealing. And like I always say, nobody knows it all. But I still believe confidently that if we sit down and we discuss and we really, chat a part together, chat a part of progress, there is nothing. All this power that you are grabbing is for what? You can't sleep on two beds. You can't. What? What exactly is it for? I get mount, I don't get mount, I get, what is it for? But if you work for peace and you have peace, that's the only true joy in life. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. And I really just hope that, we can really just, really reason. Government money is needed for infrastructure development, but the investors will only put money down when there is peace in the region. I hope you're able to achieve it. This is 2023. Oh man. Now our look on here, and I think it's a turn. Our look on is still a look on in the east and the south. To really develop, let's move off from the ashes. Let's do roads, let's do railways, let's build malls. Tourism is there. Tourism. That's one of better money. People will come. The Nigeria vibes is, Nigeria vibes is too sweet for you to downplay it like this now. There's money to be made. Please.